We're going to speak now to Zilkha Rathbone, who is a labor law consultant, around labor issues when you're working from home. How in the world do we manage these? Zilkha, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Breakfast with Refilwe. So many of us are now working from home, and yet it is possible that we might be working too long. We might be getting bullied. How do HR consultants, for example, or HR employees help employees from so far away?
Hi, Refilwe. Nice to speak to you.
Likewise.
I think it's become quite a trend because more and more employees are working from home. But I do think it's quite important to have a good relationship with your employer and to actually just set those boundaries in place, you know, and to say, listen, yeah, I am working from home, but after 5, etc., it's family time. So I think it's all about communication in the end as well. But obviously, us as labour consultants are always there to assist employees and employers in challenges they face.
And I mean, have there been any protocols that you've highlighted as a consultant for a person to be able to say lodge a complaint from home?
Yes, so the most companies actually have a grievance policy. So employees can, I always say step one is to actually, you know, discuss the grievance with your direct manager. If you're not in the position to do that, follow the company's grievance policy. And it's actually normally in a written form. And then actually a company has to take action on that grievance. And then I always say last resort is then to refer it to the CCMA.
Okay. And I mean, what if it's something that's sort of precluding you from being able to be as productive as you need? For example, you're not given sufficient resources, or your computer is very slow, or the company's policy is to repay you for your data over like a 90-day period, but you need to keep the data running so that you can keep working.
Yeah, that's actually been probably one of the topics I've been dealing with a lot. And it's quite a difficult one because I think, so there are some companies in South Africa who've been quite proactive with working from home. You know, they have working from home policies, employees are paid data, etc. But then there are companies who are now for the first time doing it, and I think they've still got their running costs, their overheads of paying an office, but then the data is added to that cost. But also at the same time, exactly, employees being expected to, you know, carry those costs, which also isn't right.
Right.
So yeah.
And how do those? I mean, how do those companies tend to respond when you see those complaints?
It's mixed. it's a mix, but the most of the time, my clients, you know, they also want their employees to be productive. And if paying for their daughter costs from working from home, they normally tend to, you know, in the beginning a bit, not necessary, but it's a thinking of extra cost, but in the end, they see the benefit in it. I would say about 90%.
All right. Now, we've got this an interesting WhatsApp from one of our listeners talking about HR divisions that can't necessarily address people who are under the influence of narcotics or drunk at work. I think, you know, the biggest one, I suppose, in the work from home space is people who are actually operating in an unproductive way. There's no way of policing that, right? You can smell breath at work. You can stop people from having alcohol on site. You can look at a person's pupils. But how do we prevent that? How do you manage that for the employers, at least?
Well, the most, it is obviously, it is more challenging. But the most companies still have performance-based systems. You know, so, you know, if the person is now suddenly, you know, less productive, your first step would be, you know, to first look at why are they less productive. If you find out it is because of narcotics, et cetera, you know, there are processes and as an employer, you can, you know, assist the employee to actually get the necessary help they need. Because, yeah, you always want to first try and help the employee and, you know, if you can't, then, you know, dismissal is obviously the last resort in terms of that.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Support. Okay. And then finally, with respect to support, which is also very much of a human capital or HR issue, what are some of the challenges that we're hearing from companies or even employees about some of the psychological strain of working from home?
Yes, I think the psychological part is, you know, also with schools not having been open, is the challenge of having that work-life balance for employees specifically. You know, what I have done is actually getting in coaches to actually do virtual sessions with employees. But the most of the time, I think once employees have a routine, you know, and I always say my motto is dress for success every day. You know, dress like you're going to the office, have a routine, use the time that you would have actually spent in traffic with your family after work. So, but yeah, it also depends on how open the employer is to actually give that assistance. But there is really a lot of assistance, you know, in terms of business coaches, etc., to actually, which you can do virtual and online with employees.
Right. Well, thank you very much for giving us some of that insight. Much appreciated. Zilka Rathbone, labor law consultant and principal partner at Labor XL, giving us some perspective on, you know, the human capital side of things during lockdown.